possible to create a human Zeebor by using waves of a determined frequency on the brain.
Ko skup sestavimo, lahko naredimo novega človeka.
Vesolje na milijarde planetov, ki so tako ali drugače malo podobni naši Zemlji. Kar pomeni, da je prostor prihodnosti za človeštvo neskončen.
Od filozofije preko kvantne mehanike, do gradbeništva in vse vmes, elektrika.
What science can do, will do.
ZOFA.
Vroče hladna ZOFA. Antarktični led med letošnjo zimo na južni polobli raste najpočasneje do sedaj. Ameriški nacionalni center za podatke o ledu in snegu, ki deluje na Univerzi v Koloradu v Boulderju, je objavil nov dvotedenski agregat meritev pokritja polarnih regij z ledom. Gre za sezonski led, ki nastane zaradi nizkih temperatur po zimi in se poleti stopi. Skupna površina sezonske poledenitve na južnem polu znaša povprečno 15 milijonov kvadratnih kilometrov. Satelitske meritve kažejo, da je led letos polno prekril 1,5 milijona kvadratnih kilometrov manj antarktičnega oceana. Kot lani. Medtem ko se obseg poledenitve na severnem polju vztrajno manjša od začetka meritev, je za Antarktični ocean to novost. Natančne meritve pokritja Antarktičnega oceana z ledom sicer obstajajo šele 44 let. Variabilnost zimskega pokritja je bila večino tega obdobja relativno majhna. Ob koncu julija je v zadnjih 40 letih znašala nekaj 100 tisoč kvadratnih kilometrov. Za pojasnila smo se obrnili na doktorico Petro Heil iz Avstralske antarktične divizije.
So the CS extent anomaly or CS concentration anomaly that we observe in the Antarctic at the moment is measured by satellite-borne passive microwave radiometers. And so basically they provide us with a brightness temperature and we can, via calibration, associate that with sea ice concentration. And those concentrations have been monitored across the globe, so in the north and the south, for around about 44 years now. They started with daily data in the late 70s. And so based on this 44-year record, we have found that this winter, this Antarctic winter, there is a lack, an absence of sea ice in about a fifth of the area that would be covered by sea ice at this time of the year.
Katere okoliščine botrujejo počasni zaledenitvi?
In large parts, we know that the ocean and the atmosphere are responsible for driving the processes that allow the sea ice to form. So the exact attribution, how much of this absence of sea ice this year is due to, for example, the surface ocean warming versus atmospheric forcing, has yet to be seen. And I'm surely not wrong when I say there's a large regional variability. So different regions around Antarctica are probably prioritized by different processes. Some are more responsive to oceanic forcing, while some are more receptive for atmospheric forcing. However, both together, I'm pretty sure, contribute to this change. So we have seen with other observations in situ, but also satellite observation, that the ocean surface is at this time very much warmer globally, but also in the polar regions. But we also have seen quite considerable changes in the atmospheric circulation that drives the winds and the advective forcing on the sea ice, but it also brings different air masses, warmer or cooler air masses over the sea ice. And altogether, they interact in a coupled system and they drive together how much sea ice there will be at any point of time in any region.
Ali bo letošnje pomankanje morskega ledu imelo dolgotrajne posledice za regijo?
Consider Antarctic sea ice in particular. It's relatively thin compared to the Arctic sea ice in the north. Not to have a long-term memory of the previous season. So basically you can't use your last one or two seasons to predict forward what's happening in the next season. However, this time we have information and analyzed the different components. I mentioned the ocean and the atmosphere before, the sea ice as well. And we know that there has been a general trend towards a warmer climate, towards a warmer Earth system in all of those components. With that, we have seen a lot more variability. For example, the atmospheric systems are much more active and varied at these times than previously. And so we believe that this is something that will probably reinforce itself. So you mentioned the ocean albedo is lower with less sea ice, more thermal energy can be pumped into the surface ocean, which then in a positive feedback loop would mean that next autumn, we have a warmer ocean again and less sea ice will be able to form. So at this point of time, a very careful projection would be that this loss of Antarctic sea ice at this strong rate would reinforce itself into the near future.
Ali manj morskega ledu pomeni dvigovanje oceanov?
The melt of sea ice itself doesn't contribute to sea level rise because it's already levitating in the surface ocean. However, if we miss sea ice that surrounds the Antarctic continent, it's something like taking a belt off the bulging Antarctic ice sheet. And so if once you remove sufficient sea ice, the glacial ice will actually accelerate and flow faster off the Antarctic continent into the ocean. And from there, we get increased sea level rise due to the absence of sea ice.
Nadaljujemo v trendu dvigovanja temperatur. Na spletnem repozitoriju pred natisom Arhiv sta se prejšnji teden pojavila dva članka, ki poročata o superprevodnosti pri sobni temperaturi in atmosferskem pritisku. Korejski znanstveniki Lee in sodelavci v dveh člankih trdijo, da so v spojini svinčevega apatita, v katerem se delež atomov svinca nadomestili z bakrom, opazili idealno prevodnost in idealni diamagnetizem pri sobni temperaturi in atmosferskem tlaku. Niso sicer prvi v letošnjem letu s to trditvijo. Marca je namreč v reviji Nature podobno zatrdil Diaz sodelavci, potem ko so njegov članek s podobno trditvijo lansko leto umaknili iz iste revije zaradi suma o ponarejanju podatkov. Zaradi te okoliščine trditve o superprevodnosti pri sobni temperaturi v letu 2023 spremlja velika mera skepse. Med novim člankom Lija in sodelavcev ter trditvami Diaza in sodelavcev sicer obstaja več razlik. Li in sodelavci so postopek izdelave materijala LK99 podrobno opisali in prosto predali v vednost širši znanstveni skupnosti. Tako se vsaj 10 znanstvenih institucij že trudi za ponovitev njihovih eksperimentov. Že čez vikend pa so se pojavili tudi prvi teoretski članki. Do zdaj so že 4 različne skupine z uporabo teorije gostotnih funkcionalov izračunale elektronsko strukturo potencialnega superprevodnika z imenom LK99. Vsi rezultati skladno kažejo, da njene lastnosti določa tanek in izoliran elektronski pas, ki izvira iz bakrovih atomov. Ta okoliščina naravno poraja zanimive fizikalne pojave in ne nazadnje spominja na tisto v znani skupini nenavadnih superprevodnih spojin, kupratih. Izolacija bakrovih elektronov sicer po izračunih zahteva točno določeno distorzijo kristalne rešetke, kar se zgodi le v primeru, ko baker v rešetki zamenja točno enega izmed svinčevih atomov v osnovni celici. To pomeni, da je izdelava materijala potencialno nagnjena k neuspehu tudi ob pravilnih koncentracijah elementov. To morda tudi razloži trenutne neuspehe pri ponovitvi poskusov, ki že potekajo v več kot 10 laboratorijih po svetu. Iz jugovzhodne univerze na Kitajskem sicer poročajo o uspešni sintezi vzorca, ki postane superprevoden pri manj kot minus 100 stopinjah Celzija. V sicer neprepričljivem prednatisu so Lee in sodelavci kot mehanizem za superprevodnost identificirali v kvantnih vodnjakih, ki naj bi jih stabilizirala distorzija rešetke. Zaenkrat v njihovem pisanju ne zasledimo očitnih manipulacij, zato se zdi povsem verjetno, da odkrita spojina gosti zanimive fizikalne pojave. Ali je eden od njih tudi visokotemperaturna superprevodnost, pa bo predvidoma znano v prihodnjih tednih. Znanstvene novice je zbral Martin.
ZOFA. Novice iz sveta znanosti.